Rosh Hashanah Perek Gimel Mishneches. V'haya kasher yorim Moshe yado v'gavar Yisrael. And it was that when Moshe raised his hands, the Jews were stronger. V'chiyadav shel Moshe oisleis milchama yishayvus milchama. Did the hands of Moshe make war or break war? That's interesting. A lashon of make or break is right here. Eloi melach calls manche hayusom mistaklim kalape malo. Rather, the whole inyan of Moshe raising his hand is to teach us that as long as the Jews were looking upwards towards heaven, umishabdim meslibam lavim shebashamayim hayim misgabrim. The Shinu Nishcha is also a girsa of mechavnin libam, that they had kavana, but the same type of thing, that they had kavana, that their heart was turned to the Ribon Shel Olam, they became stronger. Vim lav, and if not, hayanoiflim, they would fall. Kayotze b'davar ata omer, same type of thing. Asay lechos saraf, v'sim oso al nes. When Hashem told Moshe to make the serpent and put it on a pole up high, Vayakol hanoshech v'roso v'chai, whoever would be bitten by the snakes, by the serpent, would look at this, would see this, and he would live. V'chi nochosh memis, does the snake kill? Oy nochosh m'chai, or does a snake give a person life? Ela bizman shiso mistaklin kilape mala, but the whole purpose of this snake was when the Jews would look up towards heavens, umishabdin esli bam lavian shebashamayim, and they would mishabed their lev to their father in heaven, they would have refuah. Vimlav, hayini moikin. And if not, their flesh would melt away. Mishnah continues. Cheresh, shaita v'kotin, ein motin asarabim yidei chavosin. A cheresh, usually that's one that can't hear or speak. Shota, someone that doesn't have any das. V'kotin, ein motin asarabim yidei chavosin. They can't be motzi the rabim their chov. Zeha klal, kol she'enu mechuyiv bedavar, whoever is not mechuyiv in a certain mitzvah, enu motzi asarabim yidei chavosin. They can't be motzi the rabbim to fulfill the chov of the rabbim. And Tosfos Yontif says this is coming to include, let's say, birchas hanen, and let's say a person makes a bracha on a piece of meat, says shahakol, and then his friend comes by and he says, can you now be motzi me, and say another bracha, even though the first guy already made the bracha, you can't be motzi, it's not like a mitzvah. A mitzvah, you can motzi somebody else. You can make kiddush, and then somebody else needs you to make kiddush. Even though you're already yotzi the mitzvah of kiddush, you can be motzi somebody else afterwards. Afal pisha yotza, motzi. But by birchas hanenin, afal pisha yotza, eino motzi. You can't be motzi somebody else. Because the whole reason a person can be motzi somebody, even though he's already motzi, like we make kiddush midyaraisa, the achorim go into, we make kiddush in shul, even if you don't drink it ala kos, you're still yotze midyaraisa from the words that we say. I believe Reb Kiveger says, even if a person says good Shabbos, he's yotze kiddush midyaraisa. Then when we come home, we have to be motzi our family from kiddush midyaraisa, when we have kiddush with the wine. But because of arvis, kol yisrael arevim zelazeh, then we can be motzi somebody else, even if we weren't motzi. But there's no din of arvis by birchas hanenin, by if I eat a piece of meat, or whatever. I can't be motzi somebody if I already said the bracha. Because why do I have to eat another piece of meat? And Rebbe Veger points out, when the Mishnah says, whoever is not mechuyev cannot be yotzi the rabbim, it's coming to include even if a person's not for sure mechuyev. He's a suffek, whether he's a chiyev. Even that person cannot be motzi the rabbim. That's what the Zaha Klal is coming to include.